We've got all available steelers on the road. All the counties, all the cities are hard at work right now. They've been busy since, you know, the wee hours of the morning last night. So it's going to continue on until this evening.
John Richards is Communications Director for the Michigan Department of Transportation Grand Region.
Once the storm starts, crews are out there, and so basically it stops. And since it is so cold, things are staying drier, and the snow is coming up off the road a little bit easier.
The freeway system, 50 miles an hour, pretty safe speed. The vast majority of the accumulated snow has been scraped off. Still icy, but you're going to have icy conditions when you're at 10 or 12 degrees.
Jerry Byrne is Kent County Road Commission Deputy Managing Director of Operations. He tells me 90 trucks are out making progress on the county primary and local systems.
They've been making multiple passes on those. Again, I think they're travelable for people that have front-wheel drive or good tires on their cars.
Byrne explains with the extreme temperatures and the nature of the storm, the approach for clearing roadways is a little different.
We tell the employees, you know what, get as much of the snow scraped off the main road, but because we're not putting down de-icing chemicals, we're not trying to melt it off or burn it off and get it back to normal speed. Get into the locals, make sure folks can get home.
Winds are causing drifting on rural county roads. If you need to head out, drive with caution. Patrick Center, WGVU News.